We're doing the Netivot Shalom. The Rebbe of Slonim just passed away a few years ago. They have MP3 recordings of some of his classes. You guys could get them free online or at the stations of Kol HaLashon. I think it's in Yiddish though. So the Rebbe of Slonim wrote this fantastic work on the Parshiyot and on the holidays, which makes Chassidut accessible to the average person. The subject we're doing, Parshat Bamidbar, the Torah was given on Shabbos, and the Shabbos that precedes the giving of the Torah. Amu Chazal, our sages taught, V'dekuli alma b'Shabbat nina Torah l'Yisrael. Although we have a discussion whether the Torah was given on the 5th of Sivan, the 6th of Sivan, but everyone agrees it was given on Shabbos. That's agreed upon. Uchidita sham b'gemarad el tana kam achal yom v'av Sivan, shu ha-shishi l'biyatam b'Shabbat, v'l'rabi Yossi shebezayin b'Sivan nina. According to one opinion in the Talmud, it was the 6th of Sivan that fell out on Shabbos. According to Rav Yossi, it was the 7th of Sivan. And then Moshe added a day, but either way, the Torah was given on Shabbos. And here we have an allusion to the idea that the concept of receiving of Torah is a concept that is connected, that stems from the holy Shabbos. And we have to explain this in a few different ways. The preparation for the receiving of the Torah was with Hashem's say-so, prior to the giving of the Torah. Hashem said, how do you prepare for the receiving of the Torah? First of all, know your job in the world. What is your job in the world? To be a nation, a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. That is your job. That's the introductory, preparatory for the receipt of Torah. What is your purpose in the world? Mamlechet Kohanim v'goy kadosh. V'abiyur b'zeh, the explanation here is, ki haTorah nitna lemishu kvar Yehudi. The Torah was given to a person who's already Jewish. V'achana l'kabalat haTorah liyot Yehudi. You want to prepare for the receipt of the Torah? Then become a Jew. And Hashem said, you want to know what it means to become a Jew? You have to understand your role in the world. Be a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. Mashma'ut goy kadosh. What does it mean, a holy nation? That means that a person has to be holy in all his essence. And this is something that every person can accomplish. He's not talking to the giants. He's talking to the average person. A person can grow. And a person can let himself and can guide himself to becoming a holy person in every part of what he does in life. Not only the different aspects of the soul have to be holy, but also our physical body is supposed to be holy. His brain will be a brain of holiness. With thoughts and attitudes that are holy. His heart will be holy in its desires, in its ambitions. And even the lower limbs will be holy. Goy kadosh, when Hashem says, I want you to be a holy nation, b'chol chelkei aguf, tachtiyim, shniyim, ushlishiyim. All parts of the body are responsible to become holy. From head to toe. Oh, we'll get there. So he said, holiness in thought is what I think, what are my attitudes. Holiness in heart is, what do I desire? What are my ambitions? Holiness in the body is, what do I do with the body? But wait, we'll still see that. And that's what the term in the verse says. Be men of holiness. That means the whole man has to be holy. So at first glance you ask, how could a Jew attain such a level? What do you mean? I'm made of flesh and blood. I'm made of schmutz and mud. Well, I know what I'm made out of. I know what my physical desires are. And the physical part of me seems to be contradictory to the concept of holiness. And I know I do physical things, and in every physical act, in every materialistic act, a person distances himself from holiness. So, how does that work? וכמאמר הרב הקדוש הרמב"ם מביסטה מוויטבסק זכותו הגן עלינו as the teacher from Vitebsk, I don't know who that is, he said שכל הנהג השמית היא בחינת נרגן מפריד אלוף, that every time a person goes and has a materialistic pleasure, so then that's something that pounds, that distances him from the creator. So you want to know, what's the root? How do I become a holy person? I need to eat, I need to drink, I need to sleep. I have all kinds of physical needs. I didn't become an angel just because I wanted to be holy. So how can I take my physical self and become a holy person? That's with the use of the strength of the Holy Shabbos. We have a rule, the Gemara says. Hashem is fair with us. Hashem does not make illegitimate claims upon us. So Hashem gave us the strength of Shabbos, and the strength of Shabbos is the tool through which a Jew can attain holiness. As it says in the work Reishit Chochma, Inyan Vayivarech Elokim Yom HaShviv Vayikadesh Oto, the idea behind the verse that God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, שהשבת הוא השורש והמקור לכל ענייני קדושה. That Shabbos is the root, Shabbos is the source for all concepts of holiness. ובכל העניינים שיהודי רוצה להמשיך על עצמו קדושה, and in any aspect that a Jew wants to bring holiness upon him, הדרך לקבל זאת היא משבת מעיין הקדושה. The way to attain it is from the Shabbos, because Shabbos is the wellspring of holiness. וכמאמר מרן, הקדוש מקוברין זכותו יגן עלינו. And the Holy One of Kuvrin, he said, "Tchila l'mikrai kodesh." We say Shabbos is the first, the beginning of the holy declarations. Yehudi rotze liikarei l'kedusha alav latchil meshabbat kodesh. Mikrai kodesh could also mean the calling of holiness. A Jew that wants a calling to holiness begins with Shabbos. Shabbos is where we can connect to holiness. Shabbos? It's a physical day. What holiness is there? I sleep. I eat my chulent. There's a mitzvah in Shulchan Aruch that a person should be intimate with his wife. Isn't Shabbos all about physical? What do you mean? Shabbos? וזהו גם כן פירוש מדיתא במדרש של הפסוק והיה שבעת ימים תחת אמו. כך אמר הקדוש ברוך הוא לא תביאו לפני קורבן עד שתעבור עליו שבת. The Midrash says, the Torah tells us, don't bring a sacrifice until it's 7 days old. Hashem says, I don't want to sacrifice before that animal passed a Shabbos, before Shabbos passed on that animal. Because you don't have 7 days without a Shabbos, you don't have a circumcision without a Shabbos. Hashem says, only from the 8th day onward do I want that animal as a sacrifice or that child to be circumcised. The animal is going to be holy, it has to pass through Shabbos. ועל ידי שיקבל עם קדושת השבת יראוי להיקרב, וכמו כן במילה כתיב וביום שמיני מול בשר עולתו, שכל מי יעבור עליו שבת קודש ויקבל עליו קדושת שבת. Same thing with the circumcision, he has to attain that holiness, ואז יראוי להיות יהודי. Then he's fit for that title of being a Jew. והכל מטעם שהשבת קודש הוא שורש לכל ענייני הקדושה. And that's this idea, that Shabbos is at the root of any type of holiness, שהרי בכוחות הטבעיים אי אפשר להגיע להיות קדוש. Because when it comes to our natural strengths, holiness is beyond us. Naturally, what? Naturally, we're animals. We're sophisticated animals, but we're animals. Ach koach hakdusha she Shabbat hu koach al tivi. The holiness of Shabbos, I stop working. I separate myself from my nature. I'm not out there fighting the dog-eat-dog world. The strength of the holiness of Shabbos is that I raise myself above nature. I'm no longer a part of nature. כך מכוח השבת קודש שיכול יהודי להתקדש ולהמשיך קדושה על עצמו בכל העניינים. And so if you tap into Shabbos correctly, then through Shabbos, a person can take every type of holiness. ולכן דכולי עלמא בשבת ניתנה תורה לישראל. That's why the Gemara says, we have machlokas what day of the month the Torah was given. But what day of the week, everyone agrees it was a Shabbos. שקבלת התורה הייתה בכוח השבת. The Torah has to come through the strength of Shabbos. שהיו צריכים להגיע לייעוד של ואתם טיולים ממלכת כהנים וגוי קדוש. We had to attain our journey, our job, our destination was to become a nation of holy people. How can you be holy people? If you get the Torah, your guidance on Shabbos. We said, we had to know our destination, and then through that we could accept the Torah. Okay, that's if we accept the Torah on Shabbos. קבלת התורה תהיה בשבת ויהיו רואים לקבל את התורה. And there's an opinion in Talmud that Moshe added a day. The Torah was going to be given on Friday, and Moshe said, I want the people to have one more day of preparation, because Moshe said they have to accept it on Shabbos. That's a chiddush of the Netivot Shalom. The Gemara says that Moshe, according to one opinion, added a day. He wanted one more day for the people to prepare. But this idea that the reason was because he wanted it to happen on Shabbos, that's his explanation. So as we continue to explore the Netivot Shalom about Shabbos, this is a recurring theme throughout the book, the idea that through Shabbos one can tap into holiness. Oh yeah, you could enter Shabbos, and Shabbos could be about the donut. You know the donut? 24 hours in bed, a full donut. Yeah, you guys don't know that. Good, you shouldn't know about that. That's what they used to call it. When I was a kid, that's what they used to call it. I did a donut. Yeah, it's a terrible thing. That's not what Shabbos is about. Shabbos is about rejuvenating our physical strength, our spiritual strength. Shabbos is supposed to enrich our whole week. Shabbos, when done correctly, the songs of Shabbos, the davening of Shabbos, the learning of Shabbos, the holiness of Shabbos makes us into better people. But that depends on how you approach Shabbos. Maybe we'll take another 2 minutes to say a famous allegory. There's an allegory that Rav Tzvi Schwartz, formerly Rosh Yeshiva of Eish HaTorah's Hesder Yeshiva, he told me, and I think it's a very worthwhile allegory. So you know this is going to be the date, and you set it up perfectly. You go to the restaurant down there on Yafo Street, overlooking the Kotel, the old city. You set up the time, you order the places, and you pick your seat. You make up with the waiters which wine is going to be first course. You pick the waiter you know is nice and isn't too nosy. You pick the day when the weather is just beautiful and there's a gentle breeze. You have the music playing in the background and you sit down and the first course is served just as planned. And in between the first course and second course, the waiter walks in with a little box for her, a little gift you prepared. All preparatory, you go on to the second course and you sit there overlooking the Kotel and you see the sun setting behind the old city. And towards the end of the date, everything is going just beautifully. All the music is playing, the weather, everything is... It's perfect. You pop the question. And she looks at you and she smiles and she says, look, I'll tell you in all honesty, this is the most amazing date I've ever had. And it's natural for me to answer you now, for sure I do. I want to. But I think that the responsible thing is that we should conclude the date, enjoy the date, digest the date, and talk tomorrow. So you smile and you say, fine. And you finish the date, and you go for a stroll, and you're walking on cloud nine, she's walking on cloud nine, and the next morning you give her a call, and you say, so what do you think? And she says, well, what do you think? And you say, well, the meat was amazing. That was so soft, it just melted in your mouth. And the violin, wow, they played that with such skill. And the sunset, I don't remember when I saw such a beautiful sunset. The weather was just perfect. And suddenly the other line, the end of the line goes dead. You were sitting that all night thinking about everything but her? What's this an allegory for? Many things. But the idea is that sometimes we have something beautiful and there's something central to that beauty which we overlook. A person can walk away from Shabbos and look back at the chulent, at how he slept, at how much time he got to walk. There's more to Shabbos than that. There's a spirit of Shabbos. There's the holiness of Shabbos, there's the connection of Shabbos, and there's the strength that Shabbos is supposed to give us so that the whole week radiates with the shine of Shabbos. Shabbat Shalom.